Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. For many reasons, there are some topics that are difficult and uncomfortable for most of us to discuss openly and directly with others. Two of these topics seem to be our personal wealth, reflecting how valuable we are as a person and how successful we have been during life, and the last chapter of our life journey, our death. The amount of wealth many have at various stages of life is similar to the score they have on their life's scoreboard. The higher the amount of wealth possessed indicates the value of their life. By the time we reach the concluding life chapter, we may be tempted to declare ourselves as winners or losers using the criteria of wealth that we have acquired before we die. It is sad for me to see the individuals who view their lives as being about winning at the game of making money and accumulating it for others to see as a trophy of living a successful life. We know from King Tut and others that we cannot take our wealth with us when we depart this part of life. We do get to exercise our personal value system by choosing what happens to our wealth before and when we die. Other than the ones who die without making a conscious choice, such as no will, our wealth can be directed to family, friends, and other loved ones, charities, etc. It is unfortunate that so many individuals do not choose to be open and directly discuss the status of their wealth and their preferences for its use before the arrival of death. There are some who have a goal of punishing others by the denial of sharing their wealth. Others wait until their death to reward individuals that they choose not to do in life. Personally, I have always believed that sending me flowers while I am healthy and alive is so much better for me than waiting until I pass and am unable to enjoy them at my funeral. For some, discussing wealth and death is like an exploration of self-esteem. Most of us want to die feeling good about our lives. If we are disappointed about our wealth accumulation, we may prefer to ignore the topic. Wealth discussions seem to be a very sensitive topic for many people. Others seem to see such discussion as being contagious. They will catch death or poverty if they are brought into the open. Denial is a very effective ego defense mechanism for a reason. The second sensitive topic that seems uncomfortable for many to discuss is making choices for the healthy living of the last chapter of our life journey. This includes how we think and feel about the inevitable time of dying. If one is alive, we can be sure that at some time we are all going to die. I find it more difficult to find persons who are comfortable exploring with me such areas as life relationship to dying. To me, healthy living is seen as dying as a part of the process of living, not as a component separate from each other. Our culture is full of many options on how we handle our own death, as well as those around us. As each of my birthdays arrive, I am happy for the joys of living another year with this wonderful gift of life. I am also aware that I am 1 year closer to dying. I am faced with the choices of how I want to live this concluding time period. I still retain many choices on how I manage this last chapter. One of the most difficult conversational challenges I have faced with my own aging is finding persons who are comfortable discussing openly and directly their living of this last life chapter with the physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, religious characteristics that come with this period. I'm reminded of a saying from the old folks of my youth. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die first. It seems that our culture has decided that it is in the best interest of all that everyone strive to live as long as possible. Why not have the options of embracing death? If we believe that a better life awaits our loved ones and us, or we prefer to live life which has lost its quality and one that may be full of pain. I have seen individuals become ill, and their daily life is like a living hell full of pain. I find myself wondering whether this one-size-fits-all approach to keeping everyone alive as long as possible is rational. I know that I have many questions about this behavior of society. During my lifetime, I have seen the typical lifespan increase with miraculous medical achievements. Regardless of various costs to the individual and those around him or her, we seem to believe that we should do everything possible to extend a person's life regardless of whether the individual wishes to receive those efforts made for him or her, or those efforts drain our loved ones in so many ways. At the same time, I have seen more individuals take personal initiative for saying, "Let me go," by writing living wills or issuing powers of attorney that no extraordinary means be added to extend their life. Depression is a symptom of many emotional illnesses. One can wonder how we handle the mix of emotional and physical illness. For example, should people be allowed to use suicide as a reasonable life alternative when their physical health has reached a certain stage and before depression makes death an attractive alternative to intense pain, physical or emotional? After seeing patients in a hospital and some residents in a nursing home, I wonder who is being helped by prolonging the process of death. The individual who has no quality of life left, or those around who decide that they are not prepared to let go of a loved one? These are real questions for one's personal value system and where discussion can be difficult. It is easy to see why these are sensitive topics and questions for us to discuss about our own lives and with the ones for whom we care so much. Even if it is difficult to be open and direct with the discussion of wealth values and the process of dying, who we are really helping with personal health by ignoring their discussions, even when they are present to some degree in every one of our personal life journeys. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share my own experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your email comments are always welcome at powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.